Chapter 2, The Product. If I had asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses. Henry Ford, founder, Ford Motor Company. I wanted to make my mark on the sport by creating a handle which was ergonomic. The handles on other ping pong paddles were not. So I got some clay, created a very crude mold for the handle, and used the lid of a food container for the face of the paddle. It's kind of embarrassing looking back, but the prototype for the first Uberpong paddle resembled a rejected sex toy. My next thought was that I could find a local company in Austin to create Uberpong paddles. They could create a CAD, computer-aided design, and then use a CNC, computer numerical control, which allows you to automate machines. In this case, the machines would cut the shape of the paddles. The challenge I found was that this process was expensive, and I wanted wood that wouldn't fall apart too easily, while trying to keep the profit margins high. I then spoke to some people in Austin, and one of them connected me to a factory in China. With the time difference, I was jumping on Skype calls between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. every night. Luckily, my contact was American, and so I didn't have to speed learn Chinese. I had sent across a paddle, and they were creating a prototype Uberpong paddle for me. They would then send it from China to the US. When I was working a full-time job in London, I was running my own blog called Origin of Cool. I curated the world of cool and trending ideas, and through writing articles about a lot of street and graphic artists, I became friends with them. I approached 20 of them with the idea for Uberpong, and they all liked it. I was going to use a similar business model to Threadless, a t-shirt site which has a graphic design community. For every sale of an Uberpong paddle, the graphic designer would make a commission. The 20 designs that were submitted were all very different, and when you look at the designs together, it was like a gallery collection. Fusing sport and art was a big goal of mine, and it was going to happen. I then reached out to a local printer, and he came up with the first prototype. I had found a way to print onto rubber without it melting during the heating process. It looked pretty good, and I started to get excited. Playbook tips. 1. Do not seek perfection. Seek feedback from your customers and clients. 2. They will tell you what you need to produce. Choose partners that have a similar energy as you. I always said this: if I'm going to pay someone for something, I have to like them.